The nearer the Falcon drew to her destination, the more mystified Leia became. The thumb-sized oval of darkness they had found when they emerged from hyperspace, at the coordinates they had wheedled out of Corin Horn, who was supervising operations in Luke's absence, was now a wall of murk that stretched to all edges of the cockpit canopy. But the terrain scanners showed a jumble of asteroids, ice balls, and dustbergs ranging from 100 meters across to several thousand, all held together by a web of metal struts and stony tubes. Though the structure had not yet collapsed under its own gravity, a rough guess of its mass was enough to make Leia worry. The Falcon's escorts, a swarm of small dart ships being flown by something with antennae and big bulbous eyes, suddenly peeled off and dispersed into the surrounding darkness. A jagged array of lights came to life ahead, hooking along its length toward a single golden light at the end. "That must be the guidance signal the dart ships told us to watch for," Leia said. "Follow the amber light, and slow down. It could be dangerous in there." "In where?" Han asked. Leia sent a duplicate of the terrain schematic to the pilot's display. Han decelerated so hard that even the inertial compensators could not keep her from being pitched into her crash webbing.
"You sure about this?" he asked. "It looks about as safe as a rancor's throat down there."
The image on their displays was that of a jagged 5-kilometer mouth surrounded by a broken rim of asteroids, with dark masses of dust and stone tumbling down into the opening in lazy slow motion. Though the scanner's view extended only 2,000 meters into the chasm, the part it did show was a twisted, narrowing shaft lined by craggy protrusions and dark voids. "I'm sure." Leia could feel her brother's presence somewhere deep inside the jumble of asteroids, calm, cheerful, and curious. "Luke knows we're here. He wants us to come in." As they passed over the array, Leia began to catch glimpses of a black, grainy surface carefully cleaned of the dark dust that usually lay meters thick on carbonaceous asteroids. Once, she thought she saw something scuttling across a circle of light, but Han was keeping them too far above the asteroid to be certain, and it would have been too dangerous to ask him to go in for a closer look. She trained a vidcam on the surface and tried to magnify the image, but the shaft was too dusty and dark for a clear picture. All she saw was a screen full of gray grains not too different from sensor static. They were barely past the first array when two more came to life, beckoning the Falcon deeper into the abyss. Han angled toward the array, shunting extra power to the particle shields. Han weaved past a dozen obstacles, working their way across the abyss toward the second array of lights. Han swung the Falcon in behind the lights and began a steep approach toward the surface. The array began to flash more brightly, illuminating the rough silvery surface of a metallic asteroid. On the ground behind the first beacon, Leia saw the swirling lines of a closed iris hatch made from some tough membrane that bulged slightly outward under the pressure of the asteroid's internal atmosphere. The light itself was held aloft on the end of a conical meter-long stand that seemed to be crawling across the surface of the asteroid on 6 stick-like legs.
"Bugs!" Han groaned and shook his head. "Why did it have to be bugs?"